All right, welcome back to another episode of Get a Grip on Lighting. That's right, I'm announcing right now, because we have a special guest today, Michael Culligan. Oh, wow. But before we get to our guest, we do need to talk a little bit about Satco, baby.
Ooh, yeah. SATCO.com, Greg.
That's right. What do you got from Satco? What do you like?
You know, what I like about Satco more than anything else is the people at Satco. You know, I had an email, I had some... lamp. I needed to know the power factor. I needed to know the total harmonic distortion from the lamp just for some crazy rebate program. And guess what? Satco figured it out and got back to me and updated their spec sheet.
Yeah.
Just like that. Good service. Lots of stock everywhere. Fast, good pricing. If you're a lighting distributor, electrical distributor, you got to have Satco on your line card. SATCO.com breaker.
In addition to that, you also got to be part of Nailed. If you have light bulbs in a warehouse, man, NAILD. That's where we started. That's how this podcast is around, is because of Nailed. Who knows what it can bring to you? So join Nailed.
Right on Nailed.
Into the show. So this is kind of, we just switched seats. If you saw the other episode we did here. So now I'm interviewing you, and it's going to be similar questioning because I think you have a different opinion, surprisingly. Mike gets opinionated at times. So what do you think of Messe Frankfurt coming to Light Fair in the U.S.?
So what I see here is very high-level organization.
Huh?
I see a show that's very well put together and organized, and this is bigger than Light Fair, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I would say that, Light Fair was getting pretty big, too, back in the day. But it's all the halls here that make it more complicated, you know?
Right.
There are halls of Light Fair, but there isn't, like, 12.
Yeah.
Or is there? I don't know. I can't.
No, remember. No, we're not. Not 12 and multiple.
Not like this. Yeah. And
walking through courtyards.
Yeah. This is a very well organized show. It's very well done. If their job is to bring that organization, if their role is to bring that organization and flow to the American event, I'm happy. If that is more of a way. Okay. So one of the things that you saw at the show, you noticed that the country of Turkey was exhibiting light and build. Not a Turkish company, the country of Turkey and Korea.
Yeah, the Istanbul
Chamber of Commerce. Yeah.
Totally.
Right? So if this is a, what do they call that? Trojan horse of European lighting companies into North America, I don't think that's such a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know if I see that though. You think
no?
Do you think actual manufacturers are gonna come or just the European influence to it?
I think America needs to go into a America, Canada, and Mexico need to become a team. So we actually have a trade agreement, right? So Canada, Mexico, and America have decided that we're gonna do business on these terms. Mm-hmm. It's called the USMCA now. It used to be called NAFTA. It's more commonly known as NAFTA. It's now called the USMCA. U.S., Mexico, Canada. So, we need to take a stand for our needs and what we need as an industry in North America. Now, you may say, well, Canada's small. Canada's a huge economy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's way smaller than the U.S., yes. But on European terms, Canada's up there with Germany and France and those big countries in Europe. It's not a small European country. Canada would be one of the biggest European countries in terms of GDP, in terms of, so all the other stuff we have. So Canada, Mexico, and these are three enormous economies, Mexico, Canada, United States, yep. Enormous. And, we're punching below our weight. It feels like we're punching below our weight.
By letting Europeans, I get you. So what would you say is an ideal trade show look like or convention? Or the ideal light fair, what would you see it looking like?
I'm not against the every 2 years,
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it is a biannual show. I don't know. I don't know what the attendance numbers are like or what the vendors want. Like, the vendors pay for it. The exhibitors pay for the show.
Right.
Right? So I don't know what they want out of light fair. I know that last year, everybody shunned light fair. But I would say that the reason why light fair got shunned... That's an interesting question. Why, Why did all the majors shun Lightfare? I thought that was a major strategical error by them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think being tallied up to costs, I think it was...
They have the money.
They have the money, yeah, you're right. I think resources they claim, whatever they might claim, they just didn't see maybe the payback that they wanted out of it. Whether you can measure payback.
It felt more like a social stigma. There was a... Lightford took on some kind of a stigma or something.
Huh.
And it was like too big for your britches or... Like, maybe it's because the people that were running it were not lighting people. You know what I mean? That could be part of it, too. That's what happened with Nailed.
Sure.
When Nailed almost went bankrupt,
yep.
It was because non-lighting people were running a lighting association.
Sure.
They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, could it be possible that? I don't know. But there was a shunning effect that happened at Lightfair last year. And... does this change that? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
So you think that the bigs will come back or not right away? What's your prediction, if you're going to predict what next year looks like in Lightfair?
Do you want me to tell you what I think they should do?
But that too. Yeah.
I think they should shun it.
The bigs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I don't think bringing in the Europeans is the solution to the problem. Now, maybe it is. I don't know what deal they struck between the IELD and IES. Like, I'm not involved in any of that. They don't, you know, they're obviously making their business decisions for themselves. I'm a Lightfair attendee. I always liked that it was the American show. It was the Canadian and American show. Everybody in Canada, I'd say it's like a Lightfair.
Mm-hmm.
That's where lighting people went.
Yeah.
That's where everyone gathered.
Right.
And you made decisions. You figured things out. There were seminars and education and everything else. And the IES was there with the IELD. And then... You know, Nailed would have a booth and NAMCO had a booth and all these different organizations had booths there and everyone was there. And I don't know if bringing in the Europeans is a solution to that problem. Maybe.
Is it worth trying?
I
already at that point.
I would say that, you know, it's none of my business whether it's worth trying or not. I don't have all the information about it. But I would say that, you know, look out for, you know, the state of Baden-Württemberg is going to have a booth. And the state of Bavaria is going to have a booth.
You really think so?
Yes.
So I don't know.
And Rhineland-Northwestphalia is going to have a booth.
I don't know if I believe that. You think so?
Yes.
You hear the prediction now. We'll
see. So next year, you're going to find out that German provinces are exhibiting at Lightfair for you to do business with them. Like, yeah. I think, yeah, because you got to remember, like, one of the things that Europeans do well is they're a team. They're thinking like a team. America's like a scatterbrained rich kid. Doesn't know which way's up.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys got to get your act together. We, Canadians and Americans, we got to get our act together. We're so stupid rich, it's ridiculous. But I mean, you know, we have to settle things down and plot out our own destiny. And I don't think bringing in Messe Frankfurt to run Lightfair is doing that. But that's okay. It's none of my business. We'll see. Do I think that I don't want to, listen. I don't want to say anybody, you shouldn't go to life. Do whatever you want. It's none of my business what anyone does. But the, but do I think that this is a big change? No. This changes nothing to me. It only presents, the pretense of a horse. What's that? It's a Trojan horse. That's the only thing. Okay. There's nothing good about it. What's good about it? There's a new organizer of Lightfair. Do you care? The only reason it's news is because they're not Americans. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be news.
Maybe. I mean, if somebody bought it, that's what happened. They bought a third of it or whatever. But
yeah, these are all nonprofits. So who knows how that even works?
That's right.
You understand what I mean? Like, how do you buy it? Does that mean that you give them money?
Right.
I don't know. Did Messe Frankfurt give the IES money? And IELD money?
Yeah, I don't know.
They bought it or they're responsible for running it?
Claims they bought it, but maybe there's a partnership deal where they get money if they perform. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the details are in the deal. But to me, I think that, I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily, but it's definitely not a good thing. There's nothing good about it. What's good about it? What's good? Germans are organized. They get really good organization.
Well, maybe a different look at it, you know. But again, I don't know how you can look differently at trade shows, because what we saw here is not much different than life for other than the space.
Yeah.
With booths, and it's people walking, yeah. And it's just trade show. And
yeah, and it has an international feel to it here.
I think the good piece you can pull is that Lightfair is trying to do something.
Yeah.
But they don't know if it's going to work.
Well, if they bring the organization and all that, then it'll work.
Good. I sign off now.
Yeah.
There, you heard it from our guest, Michael Culligan. He's not so sure. He knows it's not good. He doesn't know if it's bad. But he does know a little bit about SATCO.
You got to go to SATCO.com. That's SATCO.com every time, especially if you need something in lighting.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. The gangsters out of New York, they take care of it. And, of course, NALD, Greg.
And join
their bell at our hotel.
Our bell ringing live from Frankfurt. Thanks, guys.
Bye for now.